Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Touche. You can call me Shay. I am here to do a Dante's Creates 50 question Q&A session. My girl Quiet Changeling sent me this, and I think it'll be kind of fun. I hope you do too. Let's get to it. So, question number one. Does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes or no? Yes. And we'll leave it at that. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? No. No crushes. Deep admiration, sure. Haven't really been around long enough to have any crushes, but, you know, who's to say what'll come in the future? Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? Oh, that's an easy one, but a real short answer. My boss. Have you given or received anal in real life? Yes. Would you rather give or receive oral sex? Oh, definitely give. I like to think I'm pretty good at it. I've never had any complaints, so it is very satisfying. Yeah, definitely a giver. What is your favorite tag? That's a tough one. I'm not really sure. I'm still very new here, so I'm still kind of feeling my way around. I definitely like a little bit of bondage. I like things a little on the kinky side. So yeah, I'm going to go probably the bondage tag is going to be my favorite tag for right now. Is there a tag you'd really want to try writing or recording? You know, and honestly, I don't know. Again, I'm still really new here, so still trying to kind of figure things out. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that one. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? No, unfortunately, I have not flown enough to join that particular club. Maybe one day. Have you ever fucked in a car? Yes. Yes, I have. Do you gravitate towards rougher audios or more vanilla content? Definitely a little more on the rough side. But vanilla's okay too. It kind of depends on what I'm in the mood for at the time. So I'm a little bit like Baskin Robbins. I'm all about all the flavors. 31 or more. I'm going to skip number 11 and come back to it just because the next question actually fits. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? I actually love chocolate peanut butter ice cream, but it's got to be chocolate ice cream with ribbons of actual peanut butter through it. Oh, so good. There was a local creamery where I grew up that made the absolute best chocolate peanut butter ice cream. Oh, it was like nearly orgasmic. But of course it was a small local place, so they don't exist anymore, which is sad. Does anyone in your real life know that you write and record here? Yes, there are a couple of people. Do you pronounce A-U-N-T, aunt or aunt? I'm an aunt person, so always have been, probably always will be. Name your favorite video game, if any. Yeah, not really a gamer. I play Merge Dragons on my phone, but that's really about it. I do enjoy watching my family and friends play Assassin's Creed, though. I do like the storylines. I like a nice sweeping world, I guess, is a good way to put it. Can you juggle three balls for 1 minute? Well, I guess that depends on the kind of balls. But usually there would be 4 to 6, depending on how many are there. And I guess it depends on how you want me to juggle them. If we're talking like clown juggling, no, I have never juggled in my life. Might be kind of fun to try, but no. What is your single best talent? If you can't think of just one, pick a favorite. I am a wonderful baker. I love to be in the kitchen, and I love to cook, and I love to bake, and pastries and sweets and that sort of thing are my specialty. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? I am currently sitting in my car in my driveway, and I am facing due east. And it is a lovely view, actually. The leaves are starting to change colors. There's browns and greens and yellows and oranges, some pops of red. It's a lovely, lovely view. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? Well, again, since I'm sitting in my car immediately, it would be my window. And that would be a bad thing. It would make it really cold in here because it's 39 degrees out right now. Alcoholic drink of choice. Unfortunately, I don't drink. Haven't in years. It gives me a horrible, horrible migraine. I don't know why. And it's a real bummer because I do enjoy a good drink now and then. Sorry, hiccups. My favorite when I did drink, though, I'm a girl and totally girly when it comes to drinks. I love fruity drinks. I like mixed drinks. I like frozen drinks. That would probably be my favorite drink. It's just something fruity. Alcoholic drink you will never drink again. So the only thing that stands out in my head was years ago. I probably had just turned 21, and my roommate at the time made chocolate martinis, and oh my god, they were the most horrible, disgusting thing in the world. I don't know if it was just cheap booze or it was made wrong or what, but it was no. I shudder thinking about it. So yeah, I would probably never drink a chocolate martini ever again, regardless of who made it. Can you or do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, cognac, rum, etc., with nothing else added. Again, two questions earlier. I don't drink straight alcohol just because literally a shot and I have a migraine and that's no fun. So no. Have you ever had drunken sex? If so, how did it go? Gosh, I gotta scroll back a few years, actually a couple of decades. I'm sure I've had drunken sex. I don't honestly remember. Although I do remember one incident that was drunken fueled, but never quite made it to sex, and I actually deeply kind of regret it. Living with my actually soon to be roommate at the time, she was my best friend, and I was hanging out with her and her boyfriend, and we were drinking. May have been the night of the chocolate martinis. I don't remember. Either that or that was the strawberry daiquiri night. There were lots of strawberry daiquiris involved that night, and I was really tired, so I was kind of just laying back on the floor. We were all on the floor watching movies, and was kind of like not quite asleep, but not quite awake. But they both thought I was asleep, and there was a little bit of sneaky fondling going on my person. And I wish at the time I had been bold enough to wake up and take it further than it did. But you know, I guess they say hindsight is 20/20, so missed opportunity, but it is what it is. Favorite sex position and least favorite sex position. I am currently loving cowgirl. Absolutely loving cowgirl right now. It sits and fits so well. Least favorite? I guess I don't really have a least favorite. As long as there's a cock in my pussy, we're good. Are you currently a dom, a sub, or a switch? I am definitely a switch. It depends on who my partner is at the time. I tend to be more submissive with men. And currently leaning more dom with women, although I'm perfectly happy to switch into a sub role with women as well. I would say I am a true like 50-50 switch. I really can kind of go either way. It depends on, like I said, the situation and my partner as to which role I play. But I'm a people pleaser. I like to make people happy. Which I guess technically kind of makes me a true submissive, because it does depend on the other person, that if they would prefer to play a submissive role, I can easily slip into that dominant role. But at the same time, if they're a dominant personality and prefer a submissive, then I work that just as well. Let's see. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? I'm bi, so, I guess no. Well, I don't know how to answer that question, actually. I certainly like female for female. I like female for male as well. Depends on the voice. I've got a couple people that I listen to just because I enjoy the sound of their voice, regardless of what they're recording. And then, of course, I enjoy male for female. I don't know that I will listen to male for male, or I don't know. I'm willing to listen to just about anything. I'll give it a try and see where it leads. Have you had a same-sex experience in real life? If no, would you want to try one? Yes, I have, and I do enjoy them quite immensely. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? Absolutely. I think if you're a highly sexual person, you tend to know more about the body because you're pleasing someone else, and you have to know a bit more about the body and how it works. And I think it may not be a scientific knowledge, but it's definitely a common sense on the it's a work experience, maybe is the best way to put it. I do think that. What brought you to this community, Quiet Changeling? What keeps me here? I love the audios. I love listening to erotic audio. Hopefully I will get a chance to make a little bit more audios myself. And it's a lot of fun. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? So I guess it would just be, it's a creative outlet. It's fun to do so, and it's not hurting anyone, and it's my business. So I guess it depends on how they approach me on it. Can you whistle a tune? If so, please whistle a tune. Yeah, no, I can't whistle to save my life. So I'm screwed if I ever need to whistle. Can you use chopsticks? Only to hold up my ponytail. Other than that, no. I cannot make chopsticks work. I've tried and tried and tried, and I just can't do it. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drinks? This is such an interesting question, because I grew up in Ohio, And I lived in Georgia for 10 years. And I lived in New York for 6 years. And now I'm back in kind of the mid-upper South right now. So I've heard all of these. I generally say soda. Although sometimes I do say soda pop. I have never called a carbonated beverage a Coke unless it was actually a Coke. And I gotta say, that one totally confuses me. So yeah, it's soda or soda pop. Or I just say, do you want a drink? What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Oh my God, I've got to go way, way, way back in the files. It's probably been about 10 years. I went to go see Kenny Chesney in Atlanta. It was Kenny Chesney, Brooks and Dunn, and, oh God, I can't drive 55. I can't think of who he is, but he was actually the best artist of the night. And now it's going to drive me freaking crazy because I cannot think of who it was, but it was a fantastic, fantastic show. Kenny actually sucked. I think he might have been sick when he performed, so his portion of the concert actually sucked. Brooks and Dunn was actually really good. I can picture him in my head. He's blonde. He was the leader of another band he took over for, the name of the band, and I can't think of it. That's gonna drive me crazy. So if I spout out the random name of a artist later, you'll know what it was. But yeah, so it's been probably about 10 years since I've been to a concert. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? I don't know that I've ever punched anyone in the face. I've certainly thought about punching people in the face. I work retail, so it comes up pretty regularly, but I tend to be a relatively passive person, so no, I have never punched anyone in the face. Have I ever kicked a man in the balls? Again, passive person. No, I can honestly say I've never needed to kick a man in the balls or wanted to. Well, yeah, I can't say I haven't wanted to, because there have been a couple. But never felt the actual need to do so. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? I will be honest. I did not. I have never voted in an election until this year. And because honestly, I never felt that my one little vote would make a difference. But I think this year, my one little vote, and if everyone who never thought their one little vote would make a difference votes, I think it will make a difference. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Yeah, actually. Sometimes you just crave a good comfort food sandwich. And yeah, I love peanut butter and jelly. I am a whole wheat bread. I much prefer whole wheat over white. I do like crunchy peanut butter. And I am... generally, I would go strawberry jam. I do like other flavors. Not so much grape jelly. I have to be kind of in the mood for grape jelly. But yeah, peanut butter and jelly, absolutely. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes, I love broccoli. I am a big... big vegetable fan, period, but definitely love broccoli. Vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? Give me Warner Brothers. Give me Bugs Bunny. Tom and Jerry. I think Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny were actually two separate cartoons, but yeah, I will take Tom and Jerry or Bugs Bunny any day. Do you think cheaters will always lean towards cheating? I do, actually. I guess I'm a kind of a once a cheater, always a cheater. I don't really have any use for cheaters. Now, don't get me wrong. Having an affair is different if your significant other is aware of the situation. It's not cheating if you have permission. And sometimes I think that's okay. I don't see an issue with that. If you're not getting what you want out of a relationship, first of all, be an adult and speak to your partner about it. See if there's a way to make it work within who you are and make it work there. And if not, then you either need to leave the relationship before the extramarital affair occurs, or come to an understanding with your partner that I love you dearly, but there are things that you're not providing for me, and I don't want to lose what we have, but I need more. And if you can come to an agreement on that, then I don't look at it as cheating. It's just outside of your marriage. So, favorite part of sex, touching. I am a foreplay kind of girl. I absolutely love a lot of foreplay, and it doesn't even have to really involve the naughty bits entirely. I love to be touched, and, they say that the skin is the body's largest erogenous zone. And for me, that is 110% true. There is nothing for me quite like the feel of hands on my body. Whether it be just the softest, almost ghost-like caress of fingertips, or the grip of a hand firmly around my throat, or cupping my pussy, or, you know, just holding my arms down. It's that touch. I'm all about tactile play. You know, the trite feathers on my skin, yeah, gives me goosebumps. Got a couple of, I believe they're called Grafenberg wheels. It's basically kind of a metal wheel with spikes on it. Certainly an interesting sensation. Fabrics are very arousing for me. Silk, satin, fur, leather, you know, just feeling those things brush against my skin. Yeah, those are probably some of the best events I will ever have. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. Cringy. I can't. I'm not there yet. I'm still getting into the audios and the sound effects. I'm having a hard time with those. So we'll see what happens in the future. Writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? I'm going to go ahead and skip this since I'm not writing just yet. Vagina eaters, what is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? Honestly, it's ignoring the clit. Mostly, you know, just a little bit of passive, but don't spend too much time there. But focusing on the entire pussy mound, just tasting and licking and lapping at every little soft inch and savoring the beauty of a woman's pussy. Cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Well, depending on the man, I have a little trick that I can take him all the way down to the base of my throat, and I can kind of stick my tongue out from between my lips and his cock and play with his balls with my tongue while I suck his dick. That always seems to go over really, really well. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. I have a plush peacock that was given to me by my first female lover. And I love peacocks, but it's special to me for that reason. It's just a constant reminder of her. Do you think all of the most important... think of all the most important and famous landmarks of the world. Which one would you want to fuck someone on? That is an interesting question. I guess... So we're just going to throw, you know, the whole public indecency thing out the window. Not worry about having to get arrested. Honestly, the first one that pops into my head is either the Eiffel Tower or the Arc de Triomphe. I love the idea of going to France. I would love to go to Paris. It's the city of love and very romantic. And so, yeah, I'm going to say either the Arc de Triomphe or the Eiffel Tower on that one. So that answers my 50 questions. That was a lot of fun. I hope you guys will enjoy it as well. Thank you so much, Dante Creates, for 50 random questions. And thank you to Quiet Changeling for sending this to me. You guys have fun.